Over the past few years, much has been written of the many social and psychological and even physical health benefits that come from giving thanks and being joyful. And perhaps the most popular practice is to keep a gratitude journal. The simple act of writing down the things for which you're most grateful and joyful. Yet it seems to be far easier to crawl under a blue blanket of sadness than embracing joy. Do you ever find it more tempting to slip back into a closet of sorrow than walk out into the light of joy? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 126 is a reflection on joy. Learning to be mindful of how joy abides within every moment of our lives. Becoming aware of how even our tears can reap shouts in a harvest of joy. So to begin, whether resting in the bright, joyful rays of morning sun, or perhaps sorrowful shadows of evening, yield to the next 15 minutes as a divine retreat. Time not of disappointment, but a moment of gratitude and joy for all that comes from God. Allow your eyes now to move from open through a soft gaze to closed, and begin to permit your mind to center on the joy of Christ. Consent for your body to become postured as you hold on to the giving hands of God. And then, too, concede for your soul to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of joyful and gracious reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from Galatians chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond simply, Heavenly Father, help my heart sing with shouts of joy. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. And Heavenly Father, help my heart sing with shouts of joy. So while we as individual believers have the opportunity, let us do good to all people. And Heavenly Father, help my heart sing with shouts of joy. Let us do good to all people, not only being helpful, but also doing that which promotes their spiritual well-being. And Heavenly Father, help my heart sing with shouts of joy. Continue on now in joyful stillness for a moment longer, your eyes closed, your mind intentionally centered as you become aware of the gift of divine joy in and around you. Even in this retreat of gratitude, are there any distractions of sadness? Human thoughts of disappointment over godly thoughts of joy? Well, don't push away anguish, but for now, simply note those thoughts as they float on along. Remember, you are safe here. Scan your body now too, from your head to your toes. How do anguish and sorrow feel within you? Do you feel any weight of unhappiness or gloom? Be aware now of the Holy Spirit allowing that weight to lift off of you, those thoughts to drift by with no power. Feel your soul becoming weightless and free, clear. Move your center from condemnation to gratitude, from woe to joy. Center on joy for a moment. Center two on your breathing. Be mindful of each deep, pure breath. Be joyful for each breath. Show gratitude for each deep belly breath you take. Be hopeful for each breath. Each breath reminding you of the grace and tender mercy of God. Each breath centering you. Gloomy thoughts of woe and condemnation may still persist. Note them, but give them no weight. They are not thoughts of God. Rather, let thoughts of gratitude and mercy and joy fill your mind as you take another deep belly breath and whisper, "Heavenly Father, help my heart sing with shouts of joy." Let joy be your centering word. Let gratitude become your whispered prayer. Now continue on as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, King David writes to God of his joy in remembering Israel being freed from captivity. Let the words resonate for you now as a personal note from David to you. My dear friend, I know well how cruel your days can be. I have lived those days. But remember that your tears will harvest with shouts of joy. You may weep as you go to plant your seed, but with God, you will sing as you return with the harvest. Which of those words sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more from Psalm chapter 126, verses 5 and 6 from the New Living Translation. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. What deeper meaning did you hear? We'll take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. once more, but now take note of your emotions and feelings as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New International Version. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Restore our fortune with the Lord like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How did you personally experience this passage? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Reader's Version, reflect on it now as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, bless me with joy and great success again, just as rain makes streams flow in the desert. Even when I cry as I do your work, give me hope to know I will be singing with joy when I gather in the harvest. When I go out weeping, give me the hope of knowing I will come back singing with joy. I plead and pray for this in the name of your Son, our Savior, and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. What emotions do you feel that you want to express now to God in your own time of prayer? Take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Pause if you desire or need more time. While resting now in imaginative contemplation, return to the wider reading of this passage. The moment the Lord freed Israel from captivity and restored the fortunes of Zion. It must have felt like a dream. So take this moment and hear their mouths filled with joyful laughter and their tongues singing with songs of joy. What do you see on their faces as their tears become laughter? As their cries become singing? For the next minute, or as long as you need, let your own tears become dry. Let your moaning become singing. What is God freeing you from? Where is your joy? In what do you show the most gratitude? Let this be that time to remember. Let this be that moment to sing. Feel no condemnation or judgment for any lingering thoughts of woe, but rather remember those are not thoughts of God and center back on your breathing, whispering, Heavenly Father, help my heart sing with shouts of joy. Center on gratitude. And be mindful too of anyone you meet along the way that is in need of that same reminder. Who do you know that needs to be reminded of the grace, mercy, and gifts of God? Who do you know that needs to sing today? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction that even on the most grueling of days, remember that your tears will harvest shouts of joy. You may weep as you go to plant your seed, but with God, you will sing as you return with the harvest. So may you know the joy of Christ, the hope of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the promises of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this silent sanctuary as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, help my heart sing with shouts of joy. Silently whispering, joy. Joy to the Father, and joy to the Son, and joy to the Holy Spirit. Amen.